To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up and welcome in. Grant and Danny on the Fan live with you until 6:30. We'll take you all the way up to your Friday evening plans, and we are out and about. We are in Reston at Craft House today, and we're pumped up. We're going to be out here hanging out with listeners, getting ready for week 14 in the NFL season and the Commanders and the Vikings. By the way, I just heard through the grapevine that we've got a raffle going on out here in Reston for somebody to win tickets to go see the Wizards. So if you want to enter to win our drawing for Wizards tickets, come on out to Reston today. Put your name in. At the end of the show, we will pull your name from our raffle box, and somebody's going to win tickets. Danny, speaking of tickets, at 4 o'clock ahead of the Blitz, we're giving away tickets to see Leonard Skinner today on Grant and Danny. We'll be busy. Lot going on, but I want to start with the big news. Five cars back on the track.
He is back on the track, my friend. Again, I was right, and then I was wrong, and I think I was wrong again. Then I was kind of right. Whatever. Bottom line is no more Willie Woney. He will, as announced today by Dan Quinn at his press conference. I thought that was really, really cool. I mean, that's kind of the whole point, right, of ramping up. You actually ramp up towards something. He will play, and we will see it live in person in Minnesota.
Yeah, it adds some spice to our trip, and we're not alone. Thousands of Commanders fans, I'm sure, are going to Minneapolis because it's not a stadium that the Commanders play at very often. This is a place where they almost never play. And so it's going to be one of those destination trips for Commanders fans. It's also considered, for people that don't know, one of the nicest, best NFL stadiums. It's still kind of new. It was one of the initial stadiums from a technological standpoint that has the tech of while you're inside, you feel outside at times. So for a lot of reasons, I can't wait to get out there. But boy, does this spice things up for those of us that are going to be in person. And for everybody else watching on TV, this game just became must-see television again. It went from a fairly uninteresting Week 14 game where the results don't matter to now you've got to tune in, you've got to watch to see how Jaden Daniels looks, whether or not A, he's completely healthy, and B, can stay completely healthy, but also how does he deal with the blitz of Brian Flores and the Vikings? How does he deal with some of the things he had trouble with against the Seahawks when Kurt Warner and some national analysts were beating up on him a little bit the last time he was on the field? This just became really, really compelling again.
There's so many different aspects to that, but you said the most essential one to me. It's the thing that I care about. Just as a tangentially, I'll get to the smaller one first. I like it when players that I care about who are developing go up against a different style. Right, the paradigm of the league is to back off, cover with seven, rush with four, make people think and dunk all the way down the field, knowing that a penalty, an incomplete pass, a TFL, something will interrupt the drive. Right, those are the drive killer type moments, and you're counting on a mistake when you have the offense run more and more and more plays. That's kind of the paradigm. Basically, it's the Pat Mahomesization, if that's even a term I made up, of the NFL, where they said we're getting destroyed blitzing people. You come after these guys like Brady and Mahomes with their supercomputers in their brains, they'll pick you apart and kill you. So we're not doing that. We're just covering, no big plays, and that's how defense is. There are a couple guys that run counter to that. Todd Bowles is one. This was the first test that Jaden Daniels ever had in the NFL in a regular season game. And Brian Flores, he is here to blitz you. He's here to also blitz you and blitz me and you, and he'll blitz a couple people in the crowd. That's what he wants to do, is bring pressure and see how you handle it and how you deal with it. I like that, just from a developmental perspective, that it's a little bit different. It's another look, another chance for growth.
Well, what I really like about having to deal with all the blitzing this week is this is actually an area of Daniel's game this year where he has struggled. If you remember last year, he was incredible against the blitz. Really dynamic and prolific. When you brought someone, he would just throw behind the oncoming defender and they would make plays. This year, the numbers against the blitz have kind of reversed. Marcus Mariota, I believe, is seventh against the blitz in the National Football League in terms of completion percentage and efficiency. Jaden Daniels was completing, before he last got hurt, 47% of his passes against the blitz this year, which was dead last among qualifying quarterbacks. And so what I really like about the matchup is, number one, I think you're going to see a reversal of some of those numbers. I'll bet you he handles it a lot better with more talent around him, which we'll get into in a second, because he's going to have his full assortment of weapons, basically. But beyond that, I think this is just a really good test. Like, this is where it's become clear to me, I view him coming back and playing differently than a lot of fans of this team, it seems like. We all want the same things. We all want Jaden Daniels to be on the field, staying healthy, playing spectacular football, the team winning important games, getting back to the playoffs and winning a Super Bowl ultimately. But how you get there, you know, we can have differing views. And I think it's critical for him to get in-game reps. I think it's massive for him to be back on the field. And I need to see him basically get tested. You've got a golden opportunity. I think they screwed up in the preseason by not having him throw a single pass. I think they screwed up in training camp with how they went about their operation. And now you've got a de facto more valuable, more legitimate opportunity to kind of recreate some of those things, to develop him, to get him back up to speed, to make up for some of the areas where I think self-inflicted wounds set in for this offense, for this operation, for Jaden Daniels. And so now you've got five games. This has been my point all along. This is not 1 week. This is not week 18. 29% of your season is out in front of you. That's 29% theoretically of practices, of games, of time on the grass for this guy to go get better, to go make plays, to develop again so you're not stunting the progress that he can make the rest of the way. And to get to see him get tested against Flores and the Vikings is a huge deal, because if it goes great or it doesn't is irrelevant. That's the gift of this now lost season, is that he's going to be better for everything that happens as long as you can keep him healthy. And the juice is worth the squeeze here. I'm really excited for Sunday. And I'm happy for the fan base, because him being on the field, him not being on the field, is a binary difference between these games, frankly, being worth watching and not.
Yeah, it's my level of interest, yeah.
No slight against Marcus Mariota, who is a adequate backup and is a guy they should re-sign the second they're able to. Keep him around as your QB2, because it's pretty clear you're going to need a second car in the garage that you can use when the other one needs some work.
That's right.
But this is the Ferrari, and getting to get back out on the highway and open it up a little bit again is the whole point. That's why we spent the big money.
So, you and I have already argued about this. I'm sure we'll argue about it more. But I am way – that fader exists for me, like that data point that you're talking about, him playing well, him playing poorly. I'm interested in it. I will watch, of course, with great interest, and I care to some degree, but it's nowhere near. It's dwarfed 1,000 times over by the adjustments I need to see. In order to feel comfortable, in order to feel happy, to feel confident, I need lessons learned. I need a guy that's been hurt four times significantly. Three of them caused him to miss games. I need major adjustments. I need paradigm shifts. I need it starts with him, with Jaden Daniels himself. I need those hits to go away. I need every shot that he's taking to be minimized. Part of the position is you're going to get hit. You deliver the ball from the pocket. See that Cincinnati Bengals game that you and I were at where he hit Terry McLaurin in stride for the game-winning touchdown. That's part of the position. That's going to happen. The unnecessary, the avoidable, must be avoided. I need an adjustment there. I need it now. I need to start right now, this minute, for these next handful of games. I need coaching staff to reflect that in terms of designs, what's called, what's emphasized, what's being coached. If it's, well, you can't clip his wings or something like that, and you just sort of toss your hands up in the air to say you're helpless to influence it, that's not acceptable to me. I care about those things 1,000 times more than what happens in a lost season for a team that's playing out the string. It's still important. It's still, again, data points for growth and development. And as you said very well at the beginning of this, your speech just now. Speech is not a speech. What did you give?
I was a speech.
Your soliloquy?
Yeah, I'm looking for votes.
Your prepared speech.
Yeah.
At the beginning of your prepared campaign speech is, we all want the exact same thing, right? healthy, thriving Jaden Daniels carrying this team to meaningful wins. That's what everybody's looking for. How to get there, I think, is a great conversation. But to me, the thing that I'm going to be watching like a hawk is, do I see a difference in, I need to be available. My lesson learned from this three separate significant injury season is that I'm lucky all of those weren't worse, and I need to do everything I possibly can to protect myself. That's what I'm watching.
So a couple of things. One, I have seen that people would suggest, well, he shouldn't run at all. He can play, that's fine, but he doesn't get to run. Uh-uh. That's not how this is going to go. He's going to run. That's what he does. This is why he is special. Can he also win from the pocket? Yes. This is not an either-or. He is capable of doing both. His ability to do both, the fact that he's a dual threat, the fact that he is a running quarterback, is why he went number two overall. It's also ingrained in him, in the same way that I have a proclivity and a propensity to want to eat chicken wings, or that Danny can't help himself from going and finding a pickleball court. When Jaden Daniels is playing football, he is going to use his legs. That is going to happen. So the idea shouldn't be he's got to stay in the pocket. Uh-uh. He should be Jaden Daniels. Play football. But to your point, you got to be smart. You've got to make decisions. I don't even want to say better, because I don't know that he's made bad decisions when he's gotten hurt. For the most part, I think the injuries have actually been somewhat coincidental to his play style, in a sense. It's not like Robert Griffin, where he's getting crunched, turning it back upfield, or not getting out of bounds or something. So I don't have as big an issue with that. Like the conversation they're having about Jackson Dart in New York right now, where he's saying, just watch my tape from high school. This is who I've always been. I can do this, guys. Trust me. And he doesn't know that, oh, my God, you're not going to last another right. season if you
were,
keep doing
it. Where you were headbutting dudes from, like, you know, whatever, Teddy Roosevelt Central High School, when you were bigger and stronger than everybody. That's awesome. This is the show up here. This is the big leagues.
That's a real discussion they need to be having in New York, because mm-hmm. he quite literally seeks out contact. I don't think that's what Jaden Daniels has done, and I don't feel the same way about him that I do Dart or I did about Griffin. I think he is smarter and better. There's a Lamar element a lot of times of, you know, getting down, falling, sliding, whatever. But is it true that, yes, he got hurt while running against the Packers and got crunched? Absolutely. Did that happen against the Panthers? Yes, it did. Did that happen more recently against the Seahawks, although that one to me was just super fluky? Yes. So are you more at risk when you weigh what he does, when your frame is his, and you're running around getting landed on by giant men moving at a high rate of speed? You are. So that's something he's got to be mindful of, no doubt. But where I will be okay with a philosophical shift moving forward for the rest of this season, not into next year, where games matter again, but if they want to turn down their interest as a coaching staff in design runs, I would like that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, there's no reason now in games where whether you win or lose doesn't really benefit you that much, getting him going downhill, you know, asking him to be physical between the tackles on any of that. And they've taken a lot of that out of the playbook, it feels like, anyway. But I think a lot of the reason we don't see a lot of those now is just because he hasn't played most of the year. But I would just advocate for less designed runs. If you can get him to the edge in space near the sideline where he can get out of bounds, I'm cool with those. But anything kind of between the hash marks where he's going to have to either get down or get tackled probably based on where people are in space, no thanks. And that is one of the things. There could be a bunch of them that they do differently now in these final five, Jim Lokay style, where they're trying to get to the finish line, keep as many guys healthy as possible, but where there is valuable activity going on.
Yeah, I mean, think of the – I'm not saying you don't want to go full Russell Wilson. You never want to do that. But think of the number of times you saw Russell Wilson know a play is dead. Whoever's fault that is, we could have a great discussion. But you get to the sideline and you just kind of flip it away to avoid the hit. I need those. I don't know that Daniels always does that. I think he's always still got in his mind, I can make a play here. And sometimes he's right. Other times it results in that, you know, a hit that, you know, previously wasn't catastrophic, but this year three different times it has been. Again, one of those had nothing to do with him scrambling, nothing to do with him being out of the pocket. That Dallas hit was a fluky, terrible thing. That's the position. That's part of it. That's always going to happen. You referenced his frame. It's one of those things. It's not quite to the level of adult content and, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor saying I'll know it when I see it, but it's close to that. I remember, again, it was I guess it was Robert Mays who we had on yesterday, we had on a while ago. They're in the shotgun to emphasize the quarterback run game. Stop emphasizing the quarterback run game. get out of, if that's the reason you're in shotgun, not good enough for me. If the reason you're in shotgun is we like Daniels or any quarterback to be able to see the field, never have to take his eyes off the defense, see as the coverage develops, if that's the case, okay, an argument can be made there. It's not necessarily one I buy, but it's that's one I'll say, okay, at least that's thoughtful. We got to keep the element of his running. No, you don't.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
No, you don't.
What do you mean get rid of the quarterback run game?
I'm not talking about getting rid of it. I'm talking about emphasizing it. When you emphasize a certain thing, then it becomes ingrained. The point is, if I'm emphasizing him as a passer, as an escape artist, as a playmaker, I want that emphasized turned up versus quarterback run is a huge part of our DNA.
So maybe it's a semantics thing because I don't know what emphasize is versus not emphasize.
If the reason you're in the shotgun is because you're emphasizing the quarterback run game, that's wrong. That's a broken paradigm.
That's what one analyst said. I think they're in the shotgun because that's what he's always done, and that's what Cliff's always done. I don't think they're going, we'd like to get under center, but we're going to stay in the shotgun so Jaden can run more. If Lamar Jackson's under center plenty. They still have an offense predicated on him running.
I don't know the answer. I don't know why it is. That's a smart analyst who said that one thing, and that's why I keep saying, if that's the reason, and I don't know what it is, if that's the reason, then let's have a conversation where I shake my finger and say no. If the reason they're in shotgun is other stuff, okay, I'm going to have that conversation. But I think that's important. I want paradigm shifts where everybody's priority is him being healthy, and including his, by the way. The biggest responsibility here in this pie graph is Jaden Daniels himself.
Well, I think their priority is always him being healthy. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had that as a priority or Dan Quinn hasn't had that as a priority at any point. That would be insane. I mean, he is the keys to the kingdom. He's the face of the whole franchise. As we've seen this year, when he's not on the field, you don't really have a chance to win. So I don't think there has to be any kind of philosophical shift on that. I think they've always wanted to keep him healthy.
Well, when you run quarterback power early on in the season, that tells me that's not a paradigm. That tells me it's, we can get these yards right here. I don't care about those yards. I care about Jaden Daniels'
health. So you would never do that, ever?
I wouldn't do it as often as they did.
Right. I mean, they did it a handful of times over the course of
which was enough.
A football season.
And once people sniffed out his keepers for whatever reason, whether it's his fault, someone else's fault, I go, maybe that's not something we need to run as often. But they certainly did it.
So that I'll disagree with. This guy ran for 1,134 yards at LSU when he won the Heisman. That's why he won the Heisman, and it's why he was the number two pick. He ran for 885 yards the year before that at LSU, and it's why he became a household name in college football and was one of the top 10 picks going into the season where he climbed the list. The beauty of Jaden Daniels is he can also throw, which is why if you divide the number of plays he's doing something by passing versus running, it's still 70-30 or whatever it is. And the majority of his runs, by the way, are scrambles. They are not designed runs. Most of his yards, like last year, he was number one in the NFL in rushing yards on scrambles with 600 or something like that. Whereas Lamar, most of it's on designed runs. So would I not, as I said earlier, would I not have him running between the tackles in these meaningless games now? I wouldn't. Would I rip that out of the playbook altogether? Do I think that's an issue generally? No, because I think they're tapping into what he does great. It would be like saying, I don't want Terry McLaurin getting injured on the sideline anymore like he did in that Chiefs game. So let's not have him trying to get the ball in small windows in contested areas on the sideline, which is literally the thing he does best. But the fact that he comes back now, Danny, gives you a reason to watch again. And I have been fascinated by this idea of the number of fans who didn't want to see him back for fear of injury. They're out there, by the way, in a big, 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 big way. So I did a poll today on my Twitter account, at Grant H. Paulson, and I just asked, of Commanders fans, if Jaden Daniels is healthy, this was before DQ said he's going to play. I said, if he's healthy, he should play or he should sit. What would you have guessed? I'm going to give you the results of my poll in a second. But what would you have guessed the results would have been? Because we got so many calls, loud, loud, loud group of the fan base saying, don't play this guy, that I thought it was close to 50-50. Maybe that's crazy. I thought maybe 40.
No, because they were passionate about it. They were loud.
I thought 40 to 50% of the fan base didn't want to see this guy play if he's healthy. Just to save him for the offseason, to redshirt him the rest of the way.
I would have guessed 70-30. So 70 he should play, 30 no?
Surprisingly, the poll ended up with over 1,200 votes so far. 87% of people said he should play.
How about that?
About 13% said he should sit. So my question to you is, are we just hearing from a very loud, small minority of the fan base that screams about not wanting to see him for injury risk? Or is this poll not indicative of the actual numbers? Because I would guess, just based anecdotally on the phones.
Yeah, who the percentage of called us of, right. Among the 13%, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is very high.
The people that we have heard from, it's close to half and half might be hyperbolic. Mm-hmm. But it's not that far off, I don't think. We've heard from constantly yeah. from fans saying this. So do you think 87-13 is about the ratio? Or are you're saying closer to 70-30?
I think it's probably closer to 75-25, something like that. But even still, there is a pulse. And I understand how they get there. I know a lot of people don't. It's not what I subscribe to, by the way. But to me, it's a – every time he plays, he's been hurt. He sat out for a while, came back, got hurt against Seattle. This something about this is broken, whatever this is. You know what I mean? Like the when he plays, he gets hurt. So why would you play him if he's going to get hurt? That's the logical chain. To me, the juice is worth the squeeze. If he was – you know, closer to Joe Burrow's status in the NFL, where a guy that's played, has been an MVP candidate, has been to a Super Bowl, and is a finished product, I could hear more of that case. But he's not. I think that's the big disconnect there, is that it's important to me that he gets some of the development. I'm going to be sitting there holding my breath.
Of course. It's
not quite to the level of Alex Smith, where I'll get queasy, where I'll be a disgusting taste in my mouth when I see him play, because I'm so scared he's going to get injured again. It's not that level, but it's closer to that than zero.
Well, he also gets hit more than any other quarterback. That's the stat. Now, I don't know what the numbers look like total at this point, because he's missed a lot of games over the last several weeks. But I believe it was going into the Seattle game, and if mm-hmm. not, it was the week before that. It wasn't that close. He had been hit more than any other quarterback in the NFL since he came into the league. And the combination of those hits, that quantity, with his minuscule frame
yep.
is a problem. Now, a lot of the hits are because he runs so much and he gets tackled. And they're not scary. They're not bad hits. That just means, though, you took on contact on those plays. But guess what? Plenty of those hits are in the pocket. The one you talked about, that Bengals game last year where he delivers a dime.
And that's the position.
And like, that is part of the position?
Yeah, the Dallas hit that he got hurt on. That's a, you know, a guy comes free. He's in an awkward spot. He went down awkwardly, hurt himself. That happens. That's going to happen next year, too, probably.
But if the ball's coming out faster, if he's more decisive, mm-hmm. you know, Mariota-like in the sense, even though, you know, everything Jaden Daniels does is typically at a higher rate, other than maybe run and read option or a couple things, right? But my point is, Mariota's so decisive pre-snap, and the ball comes out so quick in quick game, he's going to get hit naturally a lot less. You're not going to see those 40, 50% pressure yeah. rate games if someone's holding the ball to try to make plays. So that's going to have to be a part of this, too. And if I'm Cliff, that's one thing I'm saying. Hey, help our guys a little bit here and help yourself. You're going to take the hits because of the play style. Let's take fewer of them in the pocket. Don't you think that would be a worthwhile conversation?
And that's part of my point about the paradigm. I want those things emphasized. If we're going deep, let's max protect it. Let's add an extra lineman or keep someone in the block to chip. And maybe, you know, that route might be dead because there's fewer receivers there to deceive the defense. Whatever it is, I want a – we can't afford to have his growth stunted, because it's not just the games that he's missing. Again, it's weeks of real meaningful practice. I know they don't meaningfully practice. It's vet days for everybody every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Tuesdays if it's a short week, or Mondays.
Did you see Noah Brown was out with a rest day today?
Yeah, but it was planned.
A planned
I'm like,
rest day.
Oh, my God. But even still, shtick aside, him being on the football field, both for practice and games, is incredibly valuable. This is a – we're still building – this thing into superstardom. I know his rookie year was incredible. It's one of the best ones we've ever seen it at the position, or really at any position in the sport. This is not a finished product yet. I believe in him. I'm a huge fan still. But this year reminded everybody that it ain't that easy.
There's nobody, work to do.
Nobody just rolls over and dies. Defenses are too good. Coordinators are too smart. Too many adjustments got made. Too many injuries can happen. Too many personnel swings and misses can occur, which is exactly what happened here. The perfect storm of no all happened to this team. I need him to be healthy and available, both for the improvement and to get those data points of experience.
Jaden Daniels is back. That's the big news we're covering on Grant and Danny. Want to get your reaction to that decision by the team to bring him back against a good Vikings defense, a blitz-happy Vikings defense. Since their bye week, they blitz almost 60% of the time.
Yeah.
58% of their snaps against dropbacks.
And in this day and age, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's 20% higher than any other team. Over that time. I mean, they are in a league of their own in that regard. An area, by the way, where Daniels has scuffled, which I love, because they're going, all right, let's get some reps. Good on good here. Let's improve in this area. And he had no problem last year with Terry back out there, with Noah Brown back out there, with your offensive line completely intact in front of you. Maybe, just maybe, he comes out and slices and dices and says, I didn't have a problem against the blitz. That wasn't on me. We're good to go. But do you guys like the decision to throw him back out there for the final five here? 800-636-1067. We'll talk to Logan Paulson at 3. We're giving away Leonard Skinner tickets at 4. We're at Craft House in Reston today. Come on out and hang with us. 2 to 6:30 on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thought Jaden threw a great week of practice. He was full Thursday, full today. He's been cleared to play, and he will start Sunday. He really threw a great week, you guys. And like the other players, when you're injured, there's a lot of work that has to go back to it. I thought Jaden and the medical team put in many hours behind the scenes to get ready, from treatment to rehab to specific brace to all of it. And that's what it takes, you know, when you're, you know, finding your space to get back. And so just gratitude for everybody, you know, pulling the same space. Everybody here is aligned and how we want to get things done. So that was a good deal.
Head coach Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels, who is a go for Sunday in Minnesota. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live and out and about today. We're at Craft House in Reston.
Play streets is so well. Food is awesome. Great environment right here in this cool little town center of I don't actually know what this area is called right here.
This
in Reston,
would be Reston Town Center.
This is Reston Town Center?
Yeah.
I didn't realize this was, in fact, Reston Town Center. Tobes is probably looking at me like, you horse's ass. He's a veteran here. in Reston. But this is an awesome spot, man. You can throw a rock and hit another great place. But Craft House is great. Come on out, good environment and good foodstuffs.
Yeah, we're here till 6:30, so come kick it with us. Discussing the big news right now, Logan Paulson will join us to react to the return of Jaden Daniels at 3 o'clock. This was Dan Quinn on the importance of Daniels playing in these final five games, something that has, you know, been a source of debate for whatever reason among the fan base.
Yeah, it's really important for him, for his teammates, for any of the guys, honestly. And, you know, looking into it with five games, that's like 30% of our season. You know, there's a lot. All of these matter. And, you know, as he's developing, there's certain things he's working on, too, to go ahead and be as competitive as hell and, you know, like taking care of things that he can. And so it's really important, John. And so as the process for that begins, we're ready to get rolling with that.
30% of the season has kind of been my rallying cry the whole time. It's a lot of football that's still left. It's one thing to say you shouldn't be out there with 5 minutes left when you're down 31, but this would be like saying, why wasn't he sat when they were down 10-0 in the first quarter? There's so much season left. This is not when you start to redshirt guys just yet. But let's hit the phones, get your reactions to Daniels returning to take on a Vikings defense that's coming off of one of its better games of the season. Steve is in Southern Maryland on Grant and Danny. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Not much, fellas. What's going on? Happy Friday.
You too, buddy.
You as well.
Hey. Play along with me real quick, all right? I'm going to say something. I'm going to quote the famous Herman Edwards, and you repeat after me.
Okay.
Fellas, football players play football. Let me hear you.
Football players.
Play football.
Play football. Yes, sir. Hey, welcome back, JD5. All this stuff has been ridiculous. That Washington Post op-ed about him should be sitting. Wait till February before you can throw around the high school field. What are we doing? He's a professional football player. If you're worried about him getting hurt, why did you draft him? Only fans, silly fans, think about that. But people that are competitors, people that can play football, people that are coaches, no, you need to be on the field to see the field, to get the reps for yourself to get better. What are we talking about? Happy Friday. Let's go, Manders.
Appreciate you, guys.
Thank you.
So it's a good phone call. And I was sent that column you're talking about. I think Candace Buckner wrote it today, who I'm friendly with and I really get along well with and I like a lot as a columnist. She's super nice and super talented and does a good job. I completely disagreed with that column. For people that don't know the column that was in the Post today, the gist was sit Jaden Daniels for the final five games. But the logic wasn't protect him from injury. It was twofold. It was you need to find out if Marcus Mariota is your backup. That was the primary point. I already know Marcus Mariota is my backup.
And even if I don't, that's not a compelling reason to me to do anything.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree. But also, like, this guy's been in the league for a decade. I know what he is. I know what he isn't. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him plenty, like way more than I would like to over the last 2 years.
Really a lot of data points.
So if he will have me, I will have him. He can be back next year. So I don't care about that part at all. And then the other part was you don't need game reps, essentially. Who cares about game reps? He can go all off season, as he just said, and practice not in games. Again, I just disagree categorically with the take by a good writer who writes good columns. That's what a column's supposed to do is you know, you form an opinion based on what they wrote. My opinion was I don't agree with this. We write 50 columns a day. People all day long listen to our show and tell us they disagree with us. That's the whole point.
That's the medium.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, yeah, that one didn't make sense to me. This was Herm Edwards on our show talking about what football players do.
Hey, last time I checked, you're a football player. That's what you do. You play football. Football players play football, guys.
I'm going to write that down, Coach.
Football
one second.
Football players play football. That's what they do. Okay? And you have this window of when you get to play. And there ain't like, on an offseason, he can play. No, he can't play. The season's now. He got to play now. Are you kidding me? That's what they do. Football players play football. They don't do anything else. That's their job. He's not going to say, hey, man, you know, he don't care. He wants to play. He wants to compete.
Let's go to Jared, who's in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Jared, you heard the news. Jaden Daniels is back for the Vikings. What do you think?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to be man enough to say this. To be honest, I was against it until like yesterday. But now I'm all for it because of the defense he's facing. You know, he's going to play Minnesota, Dallas, Philadelphia. you're not going to play defense like that in practice. So that will be a good experience going forward for his, you know, future. And also, I was thinking about the draft because, you know, if they shut him down, he get healthy 100%. And also, you know, if you look the last 2 weeks, we moved from 9th to 6th spot. But there is no guarantee the person that you're going to pick up is going to pan out. So I'm all for it.
Appreciate you,
Thank
buddy.
You, dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I recoil slightly at the hammered use of platitudes and cliches, even when I agree with the larger point that I think he needs to be on the field. But the sentiment I understand very much. Again, the data points or the experience is too valuable to pass up, even with my extreme anxiety about him potentially getting injured.
I think it would be absurd if Washington was quarterbacked by Matthew Stafford at 38 years old with his back issues, and he could come back this week to finish off this 3-9 season. I would still say, obviously he's going to play. There's 5 games left. He's just going to sit and watch? No, you come back and you play football. But even that is more arguable, and you can make the case, well, let's play someone young. Let's play Sam Hartman or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's an argument to be made of this older guy who's not learning anything, who doesn't really need to play in games to get better. You have a quarterback, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, who was in the 17 to 20 range in a lot of the advanced analytics when he played this year. Now, I'm not sitting here pretending like I think he's the 17th to 20th best quarterback in the league. I think that's an indictment on their health and some of the things around him. But there are plenty of areas where he can improve. I just told you, the lowest completion percentage in the league against the blitz this season. The idea that he can't benefit 20 games into his NFL career?
Well, I think you just
whatever
said
it is.
Yeah.
To by just playing more football, seeing more football. The whole argument Kurt Warner made when he was shredding him, which I thought some of the stuff was fair, some was like one bad game where the offensive line isn't helping you and it's a little bit overstated, but I think Kurt Warner's great at what he does. And he knows way more about quarterbacking than I do. But his basic whole point was all this stuff gets cleaned up as you just see it more. You know how you see it more?
You actually see
you
it.
You play bleeping football.
Yeah, I mean, you said something yesterday that actually just was rattling around in my brain that actually came back up just now. What's best for his development? That's best for everybody. And so when I hear the arguments of it's good for the locker room or it's good for this and he owes it to his teammates or that stuff, is secondary to me, to be honest with you. Like, he could want to play, and if a coach didn't think it was in his best interest, he could sit him down. But the point is his best interest. This is the most important position in sports. And we got one. So whatever's best for his success is best for everybody's success. And to me, that includes him playing. And also reserve the right, by the way, if it's another Seattle game at some point where you're getting your brains beat in, you're down by 30-some points in a meaningless situation, in a meaningless end part of the season, he needs to be pulled. I'll differ with some folks on that one. I think it's outrageous that he wasn't before that landed us in this injury situation. But there's water under that bridge. But to me, the point of his growth, development, excellence is the most important thing, and that's how we should govern ourselves at all times, and I think that includes him playing.
Logan Paulson in 20 minutes. We're getting your reactions to the return of Jaden Daniels next. A huge NFC playoff ramification matchup last night on Thursday Night Football. The Lions beat the Cowboys offensively, got right and poured it on as that game went on. We will discuss that next on G&D.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Second down and 8. To the end zone. Open touchdown. Isaac Tesla.
Al Michaels on the call. Amazon Prime's broadcast of Thursday Night Football last night. The Lions throttle the Cowboys for 44 points and a 44-30 to win. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Toby's out here with us in Reston. The show's on the road. A Friday field trip from the Kraft House. Come on out to Reston Town Center and Kraft House. We are hanging out until 6:30. And by the way, you can enter a drawing to win Wizards tickets. So if you're out here with us, make sure you put your name in the raffle box so that you can try to win those Wizards tickets. We're actually giving away Leonard Skinner tickets on the show to a listener who calls in at 4 o'clock when we give you the cue to call right here on G&D. Logan Paulson joins us in less than 15 minutes to discuss the return of Jaden Daniels. But I wanted to get into Cowboys-Lions for a moment, Danny. We talked all day yesterday about the import of that game as it pertained to the NFC playoff picture. It was a loser-leaves-town game, certainly if Detroit lost, and very likely for the Cowboys unless they can run the table. So they've now put themselves
in
the jackpot. You know, they've got to run the rest of the table with wins, and they will almost certainly get into the playoffs, but they don't have any letdown. We'll get to their schedule in a second. For Detroit, that was impressive. Jared Goff ends up going for 309 yards and a touchdown. They didn't have Sam Laporta, but Amon-Ra St. Brown played.
Yes, he did.
What did they inject him with? I mean, what kind of laboratory experiment was done this week to get him back on the field? You would not have known that guy had a serious ankle injury a few days earlier.
The catch and run a couple different times over. There was burst. There was quickness there. There was, you know, ability to get in and out of stuff. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, some laboratory tests could show that he was compromised in some way. But as you said, to the naked eye, to my untrained pudgy eyes at home, yeah, it looked like himself.
There were two reasons, in my opinion, why the Lions offense cooked yesterday. The first was St. Brown got to do what he needs to do in the middle of the field. And as you said, with the explosive catch and run stuff, he really got them going. But Jahmyr Gibbs is just an absolutely amazing football player. Three rushing touchdowns for him. He had seven catches for 96 yards. Seven for 96. He made a couple of plays on linebackers that were play of the year, kind of most embarrassing thing you'll see in film review with your team type moments where he just left guys in his wake. He is so special. But between those two guys and then David Montgomery, who ripped off a 35-yard touchdown run.
That was a grown man run right there.
They got some of those weapons going. Goff was accurate at home indoors, threw the ball well. They put up 44 to beat Dallas. And after a couple weeks of that defense for the Cowboys looking a lot better, boy, did they crash back down to earth.
Yeah, get enough weaponry. To me, the key to all of it is Jameson Williams. That guy is so terrifying. He is so fast. and so explosive. To me, it's a worse version of him that Dallas has is Kevontae Turpin, the guy with that world-class level of speed. They need to find a way to get him involved more. And maybe that will happen now after George Pickens pouted his way through that game last night, which we'll get to. But, yeah, Detroit looked like the Detroit from last year, right? Where it may not be as many cool gimmicks and as cool wrinkles and this off of that, which relates to this, which was a trick play they set up 5 weeks ago and knowing that somebody would take the bait. That was more kind of this 1.5 or 2.0 version of last year's group, where they were just more physical when they wanted to be, faster when they wanted to be, and Jared Goff was back there just, you know, hitting open guys, and the catch and run was there.
CeeDee Lamb's injury was a killer for Dallas. So it's early third quarter, couple minutes into the second half. He'd already gone 6 for 121.
They weren't stopping him at all.
No, he was chewing the Lions up and spitting them out. He makes nearly an acrobatic, unbelievable touchdown catch, but he's reaching up across his body. He lands hard. He does the fencing posture. You could tell he was concussed, comes out of the blue tent. He's yelling at the red hat saying, you know, let me play, leave me be. This is a huge game. But the rules are the rules. 15, 20 years ago, you just go right back out there and you play more football. He wasn't allowed to. So then they had to move on without him, and they did some good things. The guy that was the beneficiary was Flournoy, the receiver who replaced him, went 9 for 115 with a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, that could have been CeeDee Lamb going 15 for 230 or whatever, basically. But you mentioned Pickens. What the heck was that?
I don't know.
This guy's on his way to $30 million a year. He's been one of the big weapons in the league. We've been singing his praises for how great he is. I don't like questioning effort. But there were just routes he would stop on, passes that got broken up. Richard Sherman went off on him on television saying he was disinterested. There was a ball that landed like 5 feet from him on a deep shot that in real time I thought maybe was a missed throw. But you go back, you go, how's he not lay out or do something or adjust? It was the weirdest thing. And the takeaway for everybody's been, you see, this is the Steelers version of this guy. And I don't know if that's fair or not, but I know it looked like he was not engaged or invested. It seemed like something's going on in his personal life, and he's got to be here for the next 3 hours, but he's not that into it. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's not in Pittsburgh, and it was that. It was that level of whatever you want to call it. I don't know if you're allowed to question effort or not. It looked like someone who wasn't trying, so I guess I am questioning it. Multiple times, it looked like it wasn't that important to him to catch the football.
In their biggest game of the year.
Or to run the route properly. I have no idea what was going on. I have no idea why he was pouty pants. But that's what it looks like. I've seen that. Anybody that's got kids that you coached in sports, you've seen them do that at some point, one point or another. And it's the most exasperating, impossible thing. It's your greatest challenge as a parent slash coach to figure out what the hell you're supposed to do. Because when there's a buy-in that's just understood at every level of sport, right? You want to be here to some degree, right? And I know how to coach that. I know how to help you get something out of it. I don't know how you address that. I mean, obviously, I would probably – if it's me, I'd probably suspend him for a game or something like that.
Season on the line?
Yeah, or punish him.
CeeDee Lamb hurt?
Yeah, punish him in some other way. Be like, we can't do this. Like, we cannot go into battle with you in future weeks. You let everybody down with your act. It was pathetic, to be honest with you.
And after the Lamb injury, I thought, well, they're fine. They've got Pickens and some other guys. And then it was like they didn't have Pickens either.
Yeah.
So Dak's out there.
They'd have been better off with practice squad Peter out there.
They might have been.
Jogging through routes.
Here's their final four games here. The Vikings at home. Then they play the Chargers at home and finish on the road in D.C. Christmas Day and in New York at the Meadowlands. They could absolutely win all four and be 10-6-1, and then there's no tiebreaker for them because of the tie at that point. But they could half game their way in if somebody else is 10-7. But they now need to win all four and get help, whereas if you win last night, they're just in a much better spot. All right, let's talk to Logan Paulson next. What does he think about Jaden Daniels returning? And what does that mean for the locker room? We'll talk to a former player to get that perspective. But also, how about playing this Vikings defense? The blitzes they're going to dial up, how exotic they are. We've talked a lot about this over the week on Take Command. Excited for people to hear Logan's thoughts on Minnesota and Brian Flores next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.